AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. forces have destroyed another boat allegedly running drugs. Julie Walker has details.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing on his social media that the strike took place Tuesday night in the eastern Pacific Ocean. The other seven strikes were all in the Caribbean, marking an expansion of the Trump administration's campaign against drug trafficking in South America. Hegseth posting a video of what looks like a speedboat with three outboard motors carrying several black-clad packages speeding through the water. Then the strike occurs. There's no sound, but you see an explosion, smoke and flames, debris, and the video ends. Hegseth says two people aboard were killed, bringing the death toll from all the strikes to at least 34. President Trump justifying the strikes by asserting the U.S. is engaging in an armed conflict with drug cartels. I'm Julie Walker.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has announced new sanctions against Russia's two biggest oil companies in a statement blasting Moscow for its refusal to end what he calls its senseless war in Ukraine. The announcement came after Russian drones and missiles targeted at least eight Ukrainian cities, killing at least six people, including a woman and her two young daughters. Vice President J.D. Vance has been trying to ease concerns in Israel that the Trump administration's dictating terms to its ally. Vance says the administration is committed to seeing the Gaza ceasefire agreement grow into a long-term peace.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel.
As the Supreme Court weighs whether to clear the way for the National Guard to deploy in Chicago, a federal judge has extended indefinitely a temporary restraining order blocking it. And sources tell AP the Trump administration is preparing for a visit from Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks pulled back on Wall Street as the market's momentum went into reverse. The S&P 500 sank 0.5% Wednesday. The index is still close to the all-time high it set earlier this month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 334 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.9%. Netflix helped drag the market lower after reporting a profit that fell short of forecasts. Netflix gave back a bit more than 10%, though it's still up sharply for the year. Beyond Meat had another day of huge swings and ended down about 1%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Agriculture Department's reopening more than 2,000 county offices across the country despite the government shutdown, looking to help farmers and ranchers access $3 billion of aid from existing programs. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.